Good morning, Chairman. Stephen Mayne, very small shareholder. The comment was made at the Amcor AGM yesterday in Melbourne that there's a unique opportunity to find and buy some diamonds in the rubble at the moment. How much capacity do you think we've got to actually, particularly in the hotel sector, to go around and actually mop up a few more distressed assets? And can you give us a picture of what the scene is like internationally? I think it's a great travesty that Australia doesn't have an internationally known hotel brand when we are a nation of tourists and with a big tourism industry. Are there going to be any opportunities? Are any of the big major international brands, for instance, under great stress, carrying too much debt? And is this a unique opportunity for us to perhaps expand our footprint beyond its largely Australian focus at the moment?
On the first point you mentioned, available to us approximately $250 million in funding facilities. We have net debt currently of about $8 million. The Managing Director has been looking very closely at those points, and I'll ask him to comment there.
Thanks, Alan. Yes, it is certainly a focus at the moment, and we share your view that we would like to think that in the current uncertain times and the dramatic tightening in debt or availability of debt, that we are in a fairly privileged position, that we have a line of debt available to us, that if we can identify suitably distressed assets that do fit with our core brands, particularly the Rydges brand, that we are in a position to be able to move and move quite quickly. So it is certainly a focus. I must say though that in very recent times we have not seen any great a great number of examples of distressed hotel property assets. But we are expecting over the next 12 to 18 months that perhaps a few more of those opportunities will present themselves. Your comment about our Australian hotel company not being particularly well represented internationally is, I think, valid. We have looked at a number of opportunities internationally, but in many of the countries we've looked at those, we've regarded those countries being perhaps a little unstable for a direct investment, and have therefore approached those opportunities more on a lower risk management only approach. Where we have looked at relatively stable countries, there have not been the opportunities where we've believed there's been good buying. That equally may change in the next 12, 18 months, and whilst it's not a direct focus, there are several cities or countries where we would perhaps consider opportunities if the market did come off and present good buying.